Hey, All Work No Play listeners, this is Sam Riegel. All Work No Play may have wrapped Season 2, but it's more important than ever to stay connected. With that in mind, welcome to AWNP Unplugged, a spinoff show and podcast where myself and best buddy Liam O'Brien check in on each other, and occasionally other friends, from a safe distance. You can watch AWNP Unplugged every other Tuesday on twitch.tv/criticalrole at 7 p.m. Pacific. Or you can listen to the audio version of the show the following Tuesday right here on the All Work No Play podcast feed. As a note, much of our conversation includes discussions surrounding COVID-19. We understand that not everyone is in a headspace to hear these discussions right now. Please take care of yourself and don't forget to love each other. Well, okay, let's get to checking in.
I've got OBGYN is rolling. It shows that it's recording.
Oh boy. That's an unfortunate software name.
And Zoom is on.
We're podcasters. This is how podcasters begin.
We are in bunker level internet activity.
Yeah.
Defying format. We've never had a format. We still don't have a format. This is the only
on this
through
show.
Line.
No, on this show, Liam, this is not All Work, No Play. This is AWNP Unpeed. And we can do whatever we want. We can have a format. We can not have a format. Today, if we wanted to, we could make it a musical episode. I don't know.
How do you unpee?
Oh, it takes practice.
Yeah, takes muscle practice. Control.
Yeah. Kegels. Lots of Kegels.
Okay, so we're a week, episode 2 into this experiment, which is, we miss each other. I miss you still.
I miss you too. Since the last time we spoke, we have not seen each other in person. We have not seen anyone in person, I believe. We've just been hunkered down, bunkered in at our respective homes.
And really, look, there's been communication between you and me and between everyone who works in our company and the cast, but it has been almost like it's been 98% work related because we're trying to understand what we're doing in our new situation here.
Yeah.
So there really hasn't been any palling around time with anybody outside of the people in my family or your family. So this is it. I'm here for the methadone that is Sam Riegel. I needs it.
Yeah. It is used. There's a fruit fly in here. It wants my lovely beverage. I'm enjoying a lovely Campari cocktail that I made.
Oh, wow.
And so is this fruit fly.
Is it citrusy?
It is. It's got orange juice. It's got vodka. It's got Campari. It's got a little lemon.
I'm having just a little Japanese whiskey this evening.
That's lovely. Oh, God.
Wow, look at that fly. It's just
huge.
Like an episode of Critical Role. Get it. Kill it.
I can't. Oh, man. It's going to be a thing now.
That's all right. It's nostalgia-inducing anyway, so
yes.
Let him be.
He's quarantining as well.
Sam, how are you and your family doing?
We're doing okay. You know, as I said last time, my children just think this is the best. I mean, they don't want it. I told them today, like, hey guys, looks like no more school this year, and they had the biggest celebration.
Yeah, Merry
Christmas.
This morning
they found a piñata in my garage. We were cleaning out some stuff.
In the form of
a donkey. You know, standard piñata.
Standard donkey, okay.
Because I was, you know, throwing out stuff. I think everybody's doing a little bit of quarantine cleaning.
Yeah.
And they found a pinata and they were like, hey, can we fill it up with candy? And I was like, fuck it. Yeah, of course you can. It's, there's no rules. Let's go out and hit a pinata. It's 10 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday.
Fuck it, kids. I'm having a Campari cocktail.
Yeah. Who the fuck cares anymore? It doesn't matter. Yeah. Nothing matters.
Yeah. There's no rules.
So we strung up a pinata at 10 o'clock in the morning. Filled it with candy that I saved from Halloween. So we're talking 6-month-old candy. And they beat it with sticks until it broke. And then they said, can we eat it? And I said, of course you can, because nothing matters. So go ahead.
Our houses are so different. My daughter yesterday gave a presentation to an audience of two, to my wife and I, on Hedy Lamarr. That's it. I learned all about Hedy Lamarr.
Wait, what?
She researched her online. She made a slideshow.
No, but
she
this was a pictures. School project?
Nope.
What do you mean? That was for fun?
I told you the last time we met like this that we got a Frida Kahlo presentation, and that was the first in a series of private TED Talks for two in my house.
That sounds amazing. God damn it.
Did you get it?
No. Mm. No. That sounds amazing. I hope that you're recording these or at least writing them down somewhere because, you know, this could be her TED Talk or something in the future. Like she could put these all together and do a one woman show.
We should remember everything that goes on right now because this is what happens when people slowly go crazy in their homes.
Yes.
Over time. I mean, let's take a moment. I'm so glad to just be shooting the shit and hopefully talking about dumb stuff with you, but it is still, you know, there's this weird disparity. It is quiet, and people who are lucky enough to be home right now, it feels quiet and serene and like and haunted in a way. We're just alone, if you're lucky, with your family, but it is not quiet in hospitals and places all around the country and the globe. It is a fucked up moment. That we're still just seeing the tip of the iceberg on.
Yeah, you know, me and Liam, you're Liam, me and you were talking before we started to record this whatever it is, this show thing. And we were like, you know, we have to acknowledge the environment that we're making this in, acknowledge the people who are going through this on the front lines. And so, yes, with all sincere respect, we're grateful to everybody who's out there as a healthcare worker or as an essential worker or a postal carrier or people who have to still interact with people. And that in and of itself is dangerous and we're appreciative.
I don't know where or when this is going to hit exactly. We're probably, you know, there's a bit of lag on the delivery of this stuff that we're talking about. But right about now, at least in our state of California and other places in the country, we're kind of hitting the peak. We're heading into the peak of this, and it is going to be at its gnarliest. So for anyone who is out there facing it like dead in the eye, thank you once again. And I hope that if you're listening to this, if you are someone who's working in one of those fields and you're listening to this, I hope it offers a little bit of company. And we're all confused, and we're just trying to hold on to each other as we get through it. It's anyway,
true.
Thank you.
It's true. Yes, thank you indeed. But yeah, so to answer your question, by the way,
I got this. Hold that up. Make sure everybody can see that.
I got this made. Turns out.
Hold on. Could we get a zoom in on that?
I don't know. Can we? Do we even have an editor? I think we can.
remotely, yes. Excellent.
Turns out stupid t-shirt companies, essential businesses, they're still running.
I mean, Sam, you can in post do a lot of things. Like, I know that you and I are both at home right now, but come on. Let me see a pinata donkey right there.
Oh, we're calling out the editors?
There it is. It's right there. Pinata donkey. Amazing.
No. It's jumping over my head.
Whoa. That's what I do to go to sleep lately is count pinata donkeys.
I don't think we have a post budget for this show.
Well... Our viewers' imaginations are very vivid. So
That's true. What have you guys been doing? Like, so we did the pinata. That was fun today. We also played, it's been raining in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We played a little rain hockey, which is a game that my kids invented. It's just hockey, but you do it in the rain.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's warm enough to do it. And I think I saw a photo. It kind of looked like sort of haggard Viking fighting in the streets.
Yeah, there's a lot of stick hitting. And
was it brutal? Did your daughter check your brother a lot? Was there any blood, teeth taken out?
There was blood, but not from my son to my daughter. I sticked my daughter in the face. She came up behind me, and I tried to dodge or to block a shot, and I sticked her right in the cheek, and she got a cut right there under her eye. Did it to her.
Yeah, you're going to carry that one for a while.
Yeah, I felt pretty bad. So she got three cookies for lunch because nothing fucking matters anymore.
Does she look really cookies. Fucking cool now?
She does. She's got two little scratches right there. And she probably had another cookie for dessert too because, you know, rules are whatever.
To be fair, if our friend Laura Bailey were playing Dragon Age and spending 7 hours creating her character, she would intentionally put those scars there. So you were doing your daughter... A favor is how I see it.
Other than getting educational talks from your daughter, have you exercised? Have you done any home projects? Have you meditated? Have you tried new things? There's a lot of trying of new things going on.
Yeah, I have. I think my favorite thing that I've done, though, in the last week is return to something that I haven't done in a long time, which is miniature painting. I mean, we've talked about this a lot just at our channel and in the buildings we work in, but I haven't been doing it on my own for a while, and I feel like I'm looking at so many fucking Zoom conference calls now. Like, we spend three quarters of the day online, which is amazing that we can do it because we're not alone, but I need to do something with my eyes off of a screen. And what I found is I showed my daughter Romper Stomper how to paint. I've done it with my son before, but not with my daughter. And we sat and painted, I've got them right here. We painted some docks. There's some finished docks.
Oh, you're not painting player characters and NPCs.
No.
You're painting objects.
Boats. We got a boat here. That's a little boat. Over here is a bigger boat.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm proud of it. There's a little rope on the side. Look at that rope. It's it's so simple, but
you guys are great.
Bunch of tree stumps. But it's really relaxing to just take your brain out and stick it on the shelf and just, like Bob Ross, just slowly get lost in it. And we talk about what's going on, talk about school or the, like, my daughter, to keep busy, is doing things. We talked about this last time. She's doing all this creative stuff online. So it's, you know, she's in our family. My son's kind of the math head. Mm-hmm. And my daughter is the drama nerd. And all of it has been digitized, just like everything has been digitized, which is why, I see you're practicing martial arts.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Nope, I didn't get him.
Okay.
I need Travis here to do it for me.
His electric wackadoodle thing.
Hey, speaking of alcohol, I just want to point out that this Campari that's in this cocktail, I stole it from Brian Foster's stash right before we went in super duper lockdown. I went to the Critical Role Studios and I stole a bunch of his Between the Sheets cocktail mixers that he keeps there, and I have a lot of it at my home now, and I hope that he doesn't watch this show.
I don't think he watches any of our shows, really.
I hope not. No, he has good taste.
Eminently good taste. In fact,
what segue? What
this is best exemplified in his choice of life partners, right here on the second episode of AWNP Unplugged.
Unpeed.
We are so frigging lonely for our friends that this show is now about pulling our friends into the show. So please, Sam, welcome.
It's great to check in with you, but it's also great to check in with others, and we are proud and honored and humbled, really, to have direct from her Fortnite channel.
Yep. I made the same joke when you went to the bathroom before we started.
That's
this.
What's so amazing.
The exact
about it.
Same joke.
Yeah, she just got done streaming on Twitch.
Just streaming, just having a good time. We're just here, got my race car chair. I don't know why I'm this person. I don't know why that is
Ashley Johnson.
Hi.
Oh, it's so good to see you, Ash.
Oh, it's so good to see you guys. Hi. I miss you so bad.
Yeah, you too. So much to talk about. And we want to get to the good stuff, the nitty gritty, how you doing, how you feeling, where's your psychology at, all that great stuff.
Let's go deep.
But before we get too deep, what is this setup that you got, and do you have a broadcasting name? Do you have a Twitch handle that you use now?
No. So, with everything going on, obviously we've all been trying to figure out how to sort of, we don't know how long this is going to be, and we want to sort of prepare for that and get our Twitch setups at home.
Uh-huh.
And this is all Brian's work. He's done an amazing job, if you could see everything. But we have been spending most nights on TechSource, which is a YouTube channel.
Okay.
And I am obsessed.
What is it?
Like, I just, so this is obviously a whole new world for me. Like, I play video games, but I don't really watch people streaming video games. Very controversial to say, I know. But hey,
that makes two of us.
But the other night, Brian put it on, well, maybe like a week ago, he put on this tech source, this YouTube channel, and he's like, I think you're gonna be into this. Because I'm obsessed with like clean cable management.
Okay.
And the whole channel is just videos of people's office rooms and how clean that they can make the cabling and everything on their desk just clean and minimal.
Do they share ways of how to make it that clean and minimal, or is it just beauty shots, glamour shots of tech?
This is a whole corner of the internet that I never knew existed. It's like when you're into really super weird porn and think nobody else is going to be into that particular thing.
I can relate to
that. Particular kink.
Yeah.
And then you see it and you're like, I'm not alone.
I have a community.
I have a community. Mm-hmm. I never knew.
And so your community is people who are doing IKEA hacks to take coax cable and put it in the back of their desk and wrap around it an LED light strip that can change colors and backlight your screen.
Absolutely. Yeah, all of it.
You've shared a couple photos with us of the setup, and I feel like I could never have you in this room because on the other side of my desk and computer is a massive writhing, roiling knot of cables and shit and dust.
But that's so exciting look good to me. Like, I would have a blast just sort of streamlining all of that. It's I'm not saying that anything in our house is as streamlined as I would like it to be, but I now have the time to work on it.
So some of the tools of the trade, Ashley.
Okay.
Are you doing hot glue? Are you doing twist ties? Did you buy one of those staplers that can staple around cable? Like what are you using?
Well, it depends. I am by no means an expert on this, but from what I have learned this week, I don't want to move the camera to show you guys.
No.
But, you know, it's actually a lot of the like Scotch, like the 3M square tapes, and you kind of tape a lot of the stuff underneath. And then the cabling, I mean, it's obviously most clean if you can drill it into the wall. But there are so many other options of like a netting. There's a thing where like you can put all of the cables in a box.
Wow.
You know, there's like the budget way of doing it, which is still super streamlined and cool. I'm embarrassed that I've talked about this for so long.
I love it. No, but like, I think that's the thing. Everyone is sort of finding out more about themselves during this crazy time.
Yeah.
Like what is your default? What is the thing that you do when you have nothing else to do? Some people read. Some people are just watching Netflix all day. Some people are weeping all day. There's nothing wrong with any of these things. Yeah. Other people are managing cable. And that's cool too.
I have trouble. I know there's a lot of people, like everyone on planet Earth is playing Animal Crossing right now. And I know a lot of people are escaping into video games and watching binge watching shows. I've watched some shows, but I feel like I'm so restless and grappling with anxiety from everything that I can keep my mind on something for an hour and then I got to move. And I check the news so much. I mean, I should probably do it less, but who, I mean, should.
No, I mean, I think we're all, to some extent, to some extent, we're all, I mean, I assume everyone is checking these charts and graphs and like we're all inundated with these numbers all day and stats, and it's you're right, Liam, though, it's too much. It's too much.
It's a lot, but at the other end of that, it feels weird not to know what's going on. Like I keep vacillating back and forth between like, oh, I gotta turn that off for a little bit. And I'm like, no, but I need to know, I need to be informed.
Yeah, it's hard because so much is at stake and people are making decisions that affect, you know, millions of people.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm doing okay. So I go back and forth between sort of a good day and then other days are kind of just tough because, you know, I'm very close with my family and it's hard to not see them. And we kind of did, I went to my sister's driveway a little bit ago for my mom's birthday. And it was bizarre. It's just weird to not have.
Sorry.
Get him.
No, I'm listening. I am listening.
But it's hard not to have, you know, physical contact with my family. Mm. But I think the other side of this is, as you guys know, I'm a hermit. So parts of this are probably... it's something I'm more used to being at home a lot anyway, because it's what I prefer. Mm-hmm. But it is weird when you're forced to. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I just want to go outside. And I keep thinking of things that I never would ordinarily want to do, like go to a club and dance.
Yeah. Well, I hear you on like, you know, when we're working our brains out, when things are normal, I'm like, oh, if I could just have a week at home. But you can only eat so much chocolate cake before you start to puke.
Absolutely.
And we know that this is not normal.
Yeah. I've been restless too. Like, it's hard for me to sort of sit still. I haven't been able to watch TV, mm-hmm. which is weird.
Yeah. So have you been reading books or listening to music?
I have been reading books. I have read a lot of books.
Okay.
That seems to be the thing that my brain is enjoying.
50 Shades of Grey. 50 absolutely. Shades Grayer.
All the
51 Shades of Grey. I don't know. All the sequels. What have you been reading?
I
have been
reading... Okay, I took a picture because I figured we'd been talking about it.
You took a picture?
I've been re-going through John Seymour's The Concise Guide to Self-Sufficiency. Mm. I don't know if you guys are... I feel like Q would probably know who he is.
Maybe. Q.
The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna, which was great. Okay. Seven Eves by Neal Stephenson.
These are all sounding... Are these novels?
Yeah, read very fast.
Okay.
So you dove when back into these in the past several weeks.
Yes.
Yeah.
The End, Another Beginnings by Veronica Roth, which was a gift. Untamed by Glennon Doyle.
Anything? So it's all fiction?
Untamed is not. It's not a usual book. I like, it's not kind of my style, but
it's a memoir?
New York Times bestseller. It's a memoir, and it was great. I very much enjoyed it and took a lot from it.
It sounds like you're putting your mind on something. I mean, that's a lot of book reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of them are crazy huge books, and I don't mean to be like, I'm reading really fast.
Are you a speed reader? A technical speed reader?
I don't know what technical is.
But how long does it take you to finish one of those books? Like a day? 2 days?
Couple days, maybe 3.
Couple days. Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't usually read books that fast because I don't have as much time as I do now.
Of course. Right. And you had time to change your hair a little bit?
Yes. I did.
Time to experiment? And yeah, Liam, you changed yours as well, right?
Well,
your haircut is amazing.
There's nothing left on the sides, but it's time for a haircut, and there's nowhere to go. So I just went and got the clippers in the bathroom. And did
you do it? Did you let
85% of it? That would have been great. No, my wife Amy finished the last 15% up behind the back of my hair, but it feels great. Like I had a shaved head, I had a bald head for like 2 or 3 years, and there's nothing better than just rubbing your own head like a pug or a Shar Pei. It's the mm-hmm. best. So I've got most of my head I can do that with, and I've just been molesting my own
so nice.
Head. Yeah, it's already too long. It doesn't feel as good, so this will probably be a weekly thing.
I mean,
what have you guys been doing?
You know, surviving. My kids, so every night is movie night now because nothing matters anymore.
Yeah.
So we all sit down to watch a little TV at the end of the day. We've gone through the Disney Plus movies and TV shows, and we've gone through, they were into Nailed It for a while on Netflix.
So good.
Now they're into Survivor, but classic Survivor. I started them episode one, season one, which
you did not.
It's not even widescreen. It's like, it's 3:4 or whatever, 4:3, whatever it is. And I started them on episode season one, and they love it. They're like, whoa,
yes.
Who's going to go out of tribal council tonight, Dad? I was like, ooh, I don't know, that Richard Hatch, he's pretty crafty.
Oh my God, you're going all the way back to Richard Hatch.
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah. Man, I'm so proud of you.
Ashley, when you mix children into this daily routine,
I can't even imagine.
There is no sense to anything. Nope. The work and school and leisure happens at any time of the day or night. And because yes. I am pausing to help with math or make sure that a form works or making sure that somebody is on a Skype call with some teacher or instructor or something, it's like play, work. Leisure, work, play, school, math, tutor, and it's just constant to the point where I'm not getting work done in a predictable amount, which means I'm kind of picking at work until I fall asleep.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine throwing kids into the mix right now.
Yeah.
And time is irrelevant.
Yeah, well, so I've noticed that in our family anyway, everything's shifted a little bit later, right? So like the kids are going to sleep later and sleeping mm-hmm. in the morning. How is it for Ashley Johnson and Brian Foster who have, you don't have these kids to worry about, like, but do you guys stay up till like 4 a.m? Like,
yeah, you could accidentally flip your whole sleep schedule if you're not careful.
Absolutely. And I love being up when everybody else is asleep. So this is dangerous. I think I've been getting up early, you know, and I've been getting up around anytime between 7:30 and 8:30 every day, even if I stay up super late. I think just because it's just a general anxiety that is always pulsing through my body right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we've been staying up pretty late. So, you know, but it depends. It's been really kind of up in the air, but you know, I'm still waking up super early, so I'll be tired throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, it's, but sleep doesn't come super easy for me.
Are you a napper?
I love napping, but it's so hard for me to do it. Mm. Cause I'm not a good sleeper. Cause I'm like, I should be doing this right now. I should be doing this right now. Mm-hmm. And, I think also with everything going on at this moment, it's hard.
I am typically a fucking amazing napper. I can sleep anywhere for 15 minutes, except for airplanes Matt and Marisha can sleep at the drop of a hat.
No, Matt can. Matt is insane because I've locked eyes with Marisha on a plane and we're both like, oh, just wake him up.
Yeah,
just
and he falls asleep 5 minutes in. But on the ground, I can nap anywhere and do so, particularly in the studio. But now I'm so like... Anxiety is on high, and all day, I'm not going to lie down for 20 minutes. There's too much to do, and there's too much to worry about. So I kind of just go and until I'm ready to pass out.
Yeah.
Now, another thing that I think at least you and I share in common, but probably everyone who's in their house in America is stress cleaning.
Yes.
Stress cleaning.
Yes.
Because
we
cannot control planet Earth. That is out of our control. But what we can do is scrub the shit out of the floor and make sure that the garage is cleared out and all that stuff that has been piling up. It's got to go. It's got to be destroyed. It's got to be put in its place because everything that we want to put in its place, we can't.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've started to do manual labor type tasks that were once beneath me.
Oh, wow.
I was just going to say, I was like, how are your hands holding up?
Yeah. I wear gloves. I wear gloves.
Okay. Thick leather ones or furry mittens?
Double up.
Yeah, just a mitten.
I scrubbed the toilets the other day. It was the first time I've ever done that in my life.
You shut the fuck up right now.
The first time you've ever done it, Sam?
You are being facetious. Cannot be a true statement.
Why would I scrub the toilets in this house? Probably twice a day.
That
says more about me than it does about you, though.
Well, I've done it once, and it wasn't too bad. I felt really good. I got in there. I got around the rim and stuff. I did a good job.
Want to believe that's true. That can't be true.
Believe what you will.
You were like a little boy in Oliver Twist. I'm just scrubbing the toilets.
I also installed an electronic device. I installed a light on the outside of my house with like wires and electricity and stuff. I had to turn off the breaker box and stuff.
Nice.
These hands have seen actual work.
Do they have any calluses?
When you were a child and you played Gavroche in Les Miserables and you looked in the mirror in full makeup, did you the first time think, this is what dirt looks like?
Good joke, good joke.
Pretty much.
Wait, can you sing a song from that?
From Les Mis?
You got
from
to now.
From Oliver? Part. From Les Mis?
Yes.
No, from Les Gavroche, Mis. I don't even know. The Oliver specifically. Thing that I just said didn't even make sense.
And little people know when little people fight, we might have... Why am I doing a British accent? I didn't do one when I did the show. We might look easy pickings, but we got some bite. So never kick a dog. Oh, but then later, he's shot. He's struggling.
Gotta get those bullets.
Just after him. Pop! Oh, so good.
Oh, man, that's the part that you played? That's yeah. the favorite song? Yeah.
You know, it'd yeah. be great as if there was another production or a tour now, but because of Sam's past and his notoriety today, they booked him in the same role.
Oh, like a sort of a vanity thing? Like, they call me in?
But to, still as Gavroche.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
And oh, reprising his role.
Hold for applause.
And then everyone watching would be like, wait, isn't he supposed to be like,
I think he's got a beard.
Same age as Valjean.
That would be amazing.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
So you've been reading your books.
I've been reading my books.
Anything else? Any other ways to pass the time that you would want to recommend or things that, yeah, that so, you're doing to stay yeah, mentally this is healthy?
Something we're going to try to do every episode of this, which is like we're stuck. We got nothing to do. What's something to read or watch or do or try just for people to do at home?
Okay. So what I've found for me that seems to be my versions of either self-care or figuring out the things that I really actually like doing. Now that everything is stripped away, I got a physical subscription because I already had a digital subscription to the New York Times. Okay. So I've been having my coffee and my newspaper in the morning and then doing the crossword. And I don't know why, for some reason, with the newspaper, it just feels so good.
Wow. So a paper person, I was gonna say paper boy, but in this world, who knows? A paper person comes and delivers it to your door every morning?
Yeah.
And
it's on the doorstep.
What sections do you start with? What sections do you just kind of separate and throw away?
I kind of start with the main one, and then I go to the arts section because that is where the crossword is, and then I do the crossword. And then it depends, because sometimes they have little special ones throughout the week. Like, they've been having really good food ones with really good recipes. Mm. They've had really good... they have really good book recommendations, of course. And I've enjoyed it. That's I don't know so... why. I think just... I'm like, this is... It feels really kind of... everything is stripped away. It's not through a screen. Yeah. And it's just kind of...
That sounds therapeutic.
It's quieter and it's slower in a world where we're like, da, 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 link, watch, read.
Yeah, and then when you're reading something else, you get another notification for something else that's terrible. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing that.
That sounds nice.
We've been skateboarding, which has been really fun.
I'm sorry?
Like on your block or?
Just on our block. Mm. Just like same block over and over and over again.
But
kind
like
of in the middle of the
skateboarding,
street.
Skateboarding to get from point A to point B, or are you rail grinding and ollieing?
Yeah.
I can't do any of that stuff. Brian can though, but neither of us have skated for, I mean, I think the last time I probably skated I was early 20s. Wow. So I found my old boards and I was like, babe, should we go for like a skate? But take it easy, because we can't go to the hospital. You know, just like a nice, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And it was just because, you know, being stuck inside and obviously we take the dogs on walks, but we took the boards out there and we stayed out there for 3 hours until it started to get dark. And it's been so nice kind of just connecting again with stuff that I loved as a kid. And then I'm like, why did I stop doing this? This is so fun.
Well, because you're a grown-up.
Yeah, but then it's like, but what does that even mean?
I know, why? It's true. Yeah, so you and Brian are essentially two teens smoking dope in the cul-de-sac all day.
And then streaming
exactly what's happening.
And then streaming Fortnite all night long.
And the neighbors are probably like, ah, it's this fucking teenager. She's like mid-30s.
Yeah, it was so funny. Like, the first time that we went out, there was a our neighbors down the street, and they have two kids, and the dad was outside kind of playing catch with the kids. And I remember at first when he saw me on the skateboard, I instantly was embarrassed. And I was like, I know I'm 36 and I'm doing this and this is really ridiculous right now. And so I was talking really loudly about, you know, how crazy this was that we were doing it, because I was just embarrassed. And then I was like, wait, why am I embarrassed? Who cares? And so we've just been going every day, and I've been getting more comfortable on it again. So cool. And
do you have pads? A helmet?
We should.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. You are so... You're rebels. Look at you influence. With your dyed hair and your skateboards.
We should. We're going to... We have to get helmets, because obviously that's... We're working on it, but we sidebar, just slowly sort of...
Sidebar, I miss Henry Dog so much.
He misses his Uncle Lemur we get so bad.
To see him at the studio every week, just passing through at least once or twice a week.
I bet he's so confused. He just doesn't know where everybody is.
Yeah.
Are dog parks open? Can you take him somewhere? Or no?
Maybe, but I don't know. I feel...
It's dangerous.
I feel like that's dangerous. Yeah, I feel like everything is kind of dangerous.
Does Brian ever, to make Henry feel better, like sit him next to a chair and then just read questions aloud from an iPad?
He should. That's so sad.
That's so sad. Hey, Henry. Man. Hey, Henry, gift of the week. Oh, wow. That sounds so fun, though, skating around with Ash and Bri.
It's good. It's really good. It's kind of, you know... It's just, I keep finding things where I feel like in my daily life, even before all this, I'm just distracted all the time. Like, even if I try to watch a movie, I'm checking my phone, or there's always multiple things going on. And I feel like with this time, I'm really trying to just focus on the thing that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying I'm achieving that, because that's very hard to do.
Yeah, I feel like I have to actively be like, okay, you need to write a thing for 30 minutes, or you need to focus on this one piece of work for 30 minutes. Don't check the news. Don't go running off. And then I see if I make it through that 30 minutes. And I don't always.
It's a good way to do it.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're just throwing shit at the wall to see what sticks and what works right now.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's so weird.
So weird. I mean, my kids asked if we were going to have Halloween this year, because we had the Halloween candy this morning, and I was like, I don't know. Even if like the worst of this is over by Halloween, are people going to want to like touch things and give them to other people? And
this changes so many things.
Yeah.
And when you keep going down the laundry list of it every day, you're like, oh, well, soon we'll be doing that. Or maybe we won't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's you start weird. Thinking about what matters.
Yes.
What's essential, what's not. And it's hard, especially with the kids, Sam, because like it keeps occurring to one of my kids, oh, will we be able to? Nope. And I want to also be like, but we're here. We're healthy. We're safe right now.
Yeah,
and that is so important. But yeah. I mean, when you're, you know, children are invincible. Children
yeah, and we also children. We try to steer them to, and I guess kind of what Ash and Brian are doing, the things that are possible now that sort of weren't possible before. Like you, Ash and Brian can go skateboarding. That's amazing. Yeah. My son has a birthday coming up, and he's like, I guess I'm not going to have a party, and we're like, no, and then I was like, but. We could have a party where we're just in our bathing suits all day and we just spray each other with water. And he was like, that sounds cool.
Awesome. Oh, my God. How far away is his birthday?
It's about a month from when we're recording this. And
okay.
Yeah. Like the pinata thing also gave me this weird idea, which I don't think we're going to do. But like, you know, I've seen it online. Some people are doing birthdays where like, other people will come to your driveway and just sort of like stand around and sing happy birthday to you. It's, I mean, it's okay. It's a little sad-ish, you know, but I was thinking like maybe we could get another pinata and hang it outside our house and his friends could just run by and hit it and just keep running.
Just drive by?
Yeah, drive by. Maybe they don't even have to get out of their cars.
Drive by pinata?
By the way, Ashley, if you point your finger over your shoulder just like this, a pinata will appear. Isn't that amazing? Whoa! Oh, that one's shaped so weird.
Don't.
Anyway.
You're the worst. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's hard. I know. I can't even... Do you feel like... You feel like the kids are loving that you guys are home all the time.
They love the attention. They love not having to go to, you know, anything. And... I think it's just the family time that we've had has been a weird blessing in this whole thing because as you all know, we work a lot. And even when I'm home, I'm always, you know, checking the phone or running in to record something in my little office booth thing. And it's hard to just have uninterrupted, you know, parent-child time. And in the weirdest way, this has made that possible. And I kind of think because they're so young too, they don't really understand the international ramifications of all this. They might look back at this time of their lives as one of the best times of their lives.
Yeah, I've had that thought, definitely.
Wow.
And in a weird way, I might too, like when they're grown up and I'm like, wow, I had that summer with them where we couldn't leave the house. And you know, I'm trying to focus on that stuff and not on the, well, everything is ruined in the world stuff.
And once again, we're fortunate to be able to focus solely
on that. Yes, 100%. And we have to keep reminding ourselves of that as well.
Do you feel like there's anything during this time that you hope your kids could learn?
They've learned a lot about viruses and germs, bacteria, hand washing.
Or that they can take away from this time.
I mean, I think it's just, well, they don't have the decision that we all have to make every day about like what's important and what's not. They've never had to decide that on their own now. But maybe now, maybe not now, but maybe in retrospect, when they look back on this time, they'll realize like what was most important about this time, and what was good about it, and what we got out of it. I don't think they're gonna learn anything about this time now when they're in it, but looking back on it in a few years, I think they will be able to.
Yeah, it's hard because you don't want to tell them every grisly detail of this, but. I mean, my kids have a sense, and just like we've talked about, you know, you focus on what's left after everything extra has been stripped away. And it's something that I've been able to remember from time to time, you know, under normal circumstances, but now it's all there is what's important. And my kids have a sense of that a little bit, not on the same level as we do. And I hope that they hold on to that too, like when everything eventually does return to normal, you know, we're reminded right now what fucking matters, and it's you, and I'm pointing at both of you and probably in the wrong directions.
You're pointing at Chewbacca and C-3PO right now.
Yes, it's the two pinatas again.
It's these guys.
Oh wow, why are they fucking?
Don't put it on the, no. But we will all hopefully, you know, make it out to the other side of this, as many of us as possible. But we should remember, you know, that we hugged the ones who were closest to us at night. And I don't know about you two, but I think we're all like texting and calling and video calling furiously. A lot of my day gets sucked up just keeping family and friends sort of up to date.
Yeah, and a lot of it is people I would never have talked to otherwise. in a good way, like 90% of it is in a good way. Like, oh wow, this guy, I haven't even thought about him in a while. And he's texting me out of the blue, and maybe I'll FaceTime with him. It's great. 10% of it is like, who's this guy again? All right. I mean, I guess I got to talk to him because it's like a disaster or a pandemic or something. But
oh, my God. Yeah.
Why doesn't he return my calls?
I feel like it's going to be a weird adjustment going back. Because I feel like this is going to become some parts of it weirdly comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for me, it's going to be so weird going back to being social again, because it already is something that is not entirely natural for me. It always takes some time for me to like warm up to people. And so I'm like, oh, you got to do that all over again.
Yeah.
Dang it.
How has that been the way you have been your whole life, or just as a groany uppie?
No, I think it's how I've been my whole life. Mm. I'm pretty introverted and pretty private, except with the people that I know and like my, you know, my core group. But everybody else, I'm, you know, I don't like big crowds.
Yeah.
I don't like.
And yeah, you've talked about how, like, you knew some of us back when all this started, but not all of us well. And you talked about, I've heard you talk about how just playing the dice game forced you to kind of come out of your shell.
Oh, for sure.
Huh.
Yeah, it was this when you invited me to that game, that changed everything, you know, because I think I just, I still to this day, I'm like, I can't believe I did that I actually went with people that I didn't know super well outside of Travis and Laura and you.
We did not, we didn't know each other too well at all.
Super well.
But we got along. How did you know each other?
Well, I got hired to do some backup, some like voice direction on The Last of Us.
Oh, that's right.
And I just got brought in to direct Ashley. It was the first time I met her. Maybe I met you in passing. I don't know. No, I think I met you first at the studio. I can't remember.
I feel like I did.
Because we've been doing this for 87 years now.
Yeah, yeah. But I remember the stuff that you were teaching me was the stuff that was so hard, where it was like, what it sounds like to be caught on fire, you know, or like you have to do all those different types of screams. And I'd never done any of that stuff before. And so, you know, that was all Liam. And I remember we also talked about the Pixies.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I feel like we exchanged music likes over text. And then I was like, this dude's awesome.
Yeah, we got along, but barely knowing her, I thought like, I'm gonna invite her to this game that I'm not in control of. Yeah,
that's bold.
Yep.
He knew.
Yeah. You know what though? You were bold.
He knew before I did.
You were bold with me when we met too. You're a bold friend finder. You're like when you find someone you click with, you just go for it.
Yep. I do?
No, I'm talking about Liam.
Oh, I was like, because
no, you're not bold. The opposite of bold.
I'm an idiot. You were looking in the camera, and so I'm seeing you look in the camera, and assuming that you're
Looking at the pinata. No, but when I met Liam, he was the same with me. He just, I mean, we were like that with each other, but he was like, hey, we're going to be friends. You and me, we're going to be friends. We're going to do it.
Love at first friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Lemur's.
Were you, Liam, were you like that when you like had to ask girls out in like high school?
No.
More bold. You didn't stride into a classroom and slap your number down on the desk and be like, we're going out.
That's yes a big old ding-a-ling.
Oh, Jesus.
Were you there?
Yes. I was sitting behind her when that happened.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know. Was that a good show? Did we do a show? Is this it? Did we do it?
I think so. We've caught up with Ash. I feel like I've gotten like some good FaceTime and remembered what it's like to be friends with you again.
Oh, man. I miss you guys so bad.
Yeah, you too.
Well, we miss you guys very much. Cheers.
I'm done with my booze. What you got there, Ash? What are you drinking on?
Well, when I had a panic attack at the grocery store, the thing that was next to me during the panic was 10 airplane-sized bottles of Fireball whiskey in a pack, and that's what I grabbed.
And you just swiped the shelf.
I was like, my eyes were watering. It was the first time that I had gone out, and it was just like Mad Max. I had eggs and then Fireball whiskey.
No judgment. Were you masked up? Do you have mask? Does everyone have masks?
Oh my god. Yeah. Yes. Okay. All of the things.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I had to go out to get printer ink of all things school application stuff. It seems so unimportant, but I have deadlines for school application stuff, and I went in just to pick it up, and then but my instinct was like, is there any whiskey on a shelf anywhere nearby? anywhere? Because I got nothing. Everything is woo in here.
Oh boy. Well, I can send you some bottles of Fireball whiskey, but they're this big.
Just, I love it. Just leave it on my doorstep, okay? I don't need to see you.
It'll last us for the night.
Yep.
Just kidding.
Well, please text us a picture of you guys boarding tomorrow. If it's not raining.
I will. I
want to see you guys in your shred gear.
Yeah, we need some follow-up photos of you guys doing a sick ollie and of your pristine cord organization.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And a photo of Henry couldn't hurt.
I will. Okay, I will.
Okay.
We'll get a little text chain going.
Okay. Mm. All right, I love you guys.
Love you too. Thank you for joining us
very
on this.
Much.
What do we, Liam, do we just sign off now? Is this the thing? Is this our show?
Yeah, we're going to be checking in with people every week, I think is going to be the plan of attack. So stay with us. We'll say goodbye to everybody now. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. You know, hang in, be kind, and
yeah, and please please reach out to us on whatever, like, social whatever, if you guys want to I don't know, just share things that you're interested in, or ways that you're coping with the quarantine time, or books that you've read that you want to recommend to Ashley or whatever.
Yes, please
do. Because we're here and we're listening. Yeah.
You can reply to this message.
That is true. That's very true. Well, thanks guys. Good night. Good day. Bye.
Good night. Good day. Love you guys.
Love you.
What do I do? What do I do? Do I stop recording? Is anyone still on? Oh!
Hey, friends. This is Liam O'Brien. Thank you for listening to AWNP Unplugged. If you enjoyed the episode, please consider leaving us a review on whatever podcasting app you're using. It really helps us support the show and might even bring new listeners our way. Remember, you can watch AWNP Unplugged every other Tuesday on twitch.tv/criticalrole at 7 p.m. Pacific. Or stick with listening to the audio version of the show the following Tuesday, right here on the All Work No Play podcast feed. With all that said, thank you for hanging out. Stay connected, stay safe, and remember, friends, don't work too hard.